the provincial government has introduced another bill that local leaders are criticizing for infringing on the principles of local democratic representation. After taking criticism for proposed changes to remove authority from school district councils and reforming health network boards without any elected seats, the Conservatives have introduced Bill 45, an act to create an independent municipal commission, which some say includes overreach powers for the Minister of Local Government. Three municipal associations in New Brunswick have raised concerns over the bill, saying it gives the Minister of Local Government the power to repeal or change municipal bylaws. One of those organizations is the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick, led by Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black. CHMA called up Black in Toronto, where he is attending the Federation of Canadian Municipalities Conference, along with Deputy Mayor Greg Martin and Councillors Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell and Josh Gauguin.
The biggest problem, I guess, and what the three associations, the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick, the Francophone Association, and the Cities Association of New Brunswick, the biggest problem we have in the response that we had a press release on was the powers of the minister to repeal or essentially overturn municipal bylaws. That's the biggest problem. There are some other sort of underlying questions, like it is the Municipal Independent Commission, yet it's answerable to the minister. So there's also that. But really, the biggest issue that we're facing right now is the fact that the minister has power over municipal governance.
Black says he's heard from the department to say there would be a process to go through before the minister could interfere with municipal bylaws, including some attempts to resolve disputes locally, and then a review by the new Independent Municipal Commission.
Even though the Municipal Independent Commission gets to review that case, it's still ultimately the minister's decision to override a municipality's authority of their bylaw, which through the democratic process really seems wrong to me.
Black says he's hopeful there's still time for the majority conservative government to reconsider and make some changes to the act, which is being discussed in legislative committee today and due to go to third reading in the legislature in June. Black is hoping the Conservatives will consider removing the power of the minister to repeal municipal bylaws.
I don't think that there should be any authority for the minister to be able to reverse a municipality's authority to enact the bylaw. I really don't think that should be the case. Municipalities, not every municipality is the same, but if you're talking about pure process, a municipality should work with people within their community. Landowners or stakeholders, whoever it is, should work with people in their community to attempt to make a bylaw change or whatever they're working on, make it acceptable to as many people as possible. You are trying to make decisions that are for the best of your community. And it's not going to always work. It's not going to always jive with everyone. But it's up to the municipality to figure that out. I think that this is an overstep. And I don't think that it should be in there at all.
Black says there are useful components of Bill 45, such as the role of the commission in helping municipalities settle code of conduct violations or conflict of interest disputes.
There are many, many municipalities across the province that don't have the capacity to deal with that on their own. Especially with reform, there's lots of new municipalities who have never had to deal with anything like this before, let alone have any concept of how to govern themselves. And so the ability to be able to send those sorts of complaints or disputes to an independent body is really quite beneficial to a lot of municipalities.
Black says that while he personally finds issues with Bill 45, Tantramar Council has yet to discuss it.
I would like to have a conversation with our council and see if they're interested in pursuing this. But I mean, ultimately, of course, it would be up to council to make that decision. But, I think it's a breach. Currently in the Community Planning Act, the minister has authority to reverse bylaws, but it really is only specific to the Community Planning Act. This new legislation in Bill 45 for the bylaw repeal could open the door to essentially any bylaw.
That's Tangamar Mayor Andrew Black, also chair of the Union of Municipalities of New Brunswick. The government's Bill 45 will be discussed today at a legislative committee and then returned to the legislature for a third reading in June.